The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Let's get those lineups set one last time here for the 2021 season right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Happy Sunday. Let's watch some football. Let's see who makes the playoffs. And let's see who wins your fantasy championships if you're playing into Week 18. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings here. And we still don't really know who's going to be playing their starters, who's going to be resting people. Man, I don't know that we saw Dak Prescott throwing 5 touchdown passes last night in basically 3 quarters. But let's talk about Green Bay here. We know they are going to play, Heath. We just don't know for how long. So how are you approaching them?
I think you can look at it kind of like the Cowboys last night. I don't think they'll play as much as the Cowboys did, but you talked about it. Dak threw 5 touchdown passes, and basically Ezekiel Elliott, CeeDee Lamb, and Amari Cooper had terrible fantasy days. So it's very, very risky for anyone on the Packers. Devontae Adams might be the one I'm most comfortable with as a number 3 wide receiver. I'm okay with Dylan as a high-end flex. I do prefer Dylan to Aaron Jones, but that's kind of a guess as well.
What about Samaje Perine? He's one of those waiver wire running backs. Can he have a Kenneth Gainwell type performance? Do you think he gets that role?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I think he'll have a Kenneth Gainwell type performance. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets into the end zone. He'll catch a few passes, maybe running the ball 12 to 15 times. Solid number 2 running back.
Same game, Nick Chubb. He's been a little beat up. It's been kind of limited this week. Do you have full confidence in him? Do you have half confidence in Nick Chubb?
I have him ranked higher than Samaje Perine, and I have Perine ranked as a starter. So there are things to be concerned about, but in the Week 18 universe, I think you start Nick Chubb as the number 1 running back.
Well, you can be concerned about Darren Waller because he's a game-time decision, and he's the night game. So that stinks. So what are you doing if you have Darren Waller?
Well, see if you can get Jared Cook, because then you could just wait. But if you can't do that, then I think it's probably better to start one of these low-end, number 1 tight end type guys. Just because it's not just that we don't know if he'll play. We don't know if he does play, how limited he will be. He might be on a pitch count of 20 snaps or something. So unless you have Cook to wait it out or Foster Moreau, I'm not planning on starting Darren Waller.
Yeah, if you have Foster Moreau and Waller, you could worry about the worst case scenario would be Waller plays and he's kind of in and out, snap count, and that probably hurts both of them.
Right.
So Moreau, you got to make that decision. Moreau was 46% rostered. That's a tough spot to be in. Jimmy Garoppolo, though, reports are indicating that he's going to play. He's going to start for the 49ers. I know you're not going to start him, but what does it mean for everyone, basically, on the Niners?
Really skeptical of this whole thing and how much Jimmy Garoppolo is going to play and if we're going to see 2 quarterbacks or exactly what's going to happen, how effective he'll be. Generally speaking, when Garoppolo's in and not Trey Lance, I would say that's an upgrade for Brandon Ayuk. It's an upgrade for George Kittle. It's an upgrade for Debo Samuel. I'm going to go ahead and rank those guys as if it's still Trey Lance as the quarterback, because we don't know if Garoppolo is an effective passer right now, and we don't know how much either of the quarterbacks will play.
Damian Harris, not someone we've talked about a ton this week. Seems like he's going to play against the Dolphins, who were terrible last week, but they've had a very good run defense recently. You know, Harris is limited. You know, they could just go to Stevenson if they needed to. When you talked about Nick Chubb and Perine as starters, where's Damian Harris in comparison?
For me, he's closer to the Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon range of high-end flexes, low-end number 2s, don't really want to start them. I would definitely start Perine over Harris.
And Deontay Johnson, you have faith in him going on the COVID list, coming off the COVID list. We've seen people struggle coming off the COVID list, but this is a little bit of a different situation as he came off very quickly here. What do you think?
Feels like a very different situation. As I understand the protocols, I don't believe it would be possible that he had bad symptoms and was off the COVID list that fast. So I'm going to treat Deontay Johnson like Deontay Johnson, a must-start number 1 wide receiver.
Okay, and you know, someone who had trouble on the COVID list or with coming back from COVID was Tyler Huntley. That was an interesting thing. He said he was, you know, just not right in terms of, I think, his conditioning for that last week's game. Can we give him a pass? Can we trust Tyler Huntley more this week?
I think he'll be better than he was last week. I think he's a borderline number one running back who's quarterback mm-hmm. who's probably going to give you somewhere around 200 yards passing and somewhere around 50 yards rushing. If he scores two touchdowns, it'll be a good day. If he scores one touchdown, it'll be a fine day.
All right, let's read a few questions. Can we trust Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown to play a full game?
I don't know of any reason they don't. For A.J. Brown, it would probably be because he either got hurt or they were blowing the Texans out. And if they're blowing the Texans out, it might be because A.J. Brown did something well. So I'm starting both of them.
They need to win that game to get the one seed. Flex, Michelle, Gabriel Davis, or Callaway?
I'm going with Sony Michelle all the way there.
Waddle, Christian Kirk, or Darnell Mooney?
Full PPR, I'll go with Waddle.
How about Kyler Murray or Taysom Hill?
I'll go Kyler.
Is it bad to play Deontay Johnson and Pat Freiermuth?
I mean, at this point, I don't think I would be benching one of those guys because I have them both, but I probably don't want to have two Steelers.
Yeah, well, on his next comment, Alex says, I know Week 18 sucks, and that is how we will leave it. If you need more advice, check out Fantasy Football Today on HQ, 10 a.m. this morning. Thanks to Heath. And to all of you, I'm Adam. Have a great Sunday. Talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today.